KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump says he plans to sign an executive order to overhaul or possibly get rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. His comments came as he visited a disaster zone in North Carolina today, as NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Trump has described FEMA as too slow and bureaucratic.
I'll also be signing an executive order to begin the process of fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA, or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good.
Trump did not offer immediate details on this vision, and he sidestepped questions about a timeline for his plan. But he has suggested that states know how to handle disaster recoveries in their own regions better than outsiders coming in. Trump is also visiting Southern California, still reeling from fires. The president has indicated he sees more aid for that state as leverage for getting support from Democrats in Congress for some of his legislative priorities. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
And firefighters are still battling those wildfires in and around Los Angeles. Steve Futterman has more.
With winds again diminishing, fire crews continue to make progress. One of the newest fires, the Hughes Fire, is still burning north of L.A. in the Castaic area. But it's no longer seriously threatening homes or businesses. It's now largely burning in wilderness areas, and fire crews are slowly getting more containment. This weekend, some rain is in the forecast. It won't be much. In some areas, it could reach an inch. It could help. However, with any rain now comes another problem, potential mudslides in burned-out mountain areas, which no longer have any vegetation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
The Trump administration is trying to contain criticism from the White House advisor Elon Musk of a $500 billion AI infrastructure plan. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Musk has been attacking the project, known as Stargate, since it was announced earlier this week.
They don't actually have the money. That's what Elon Musk wrote on his social platform X about a White House partnership between ChatGPT maker OpenAI, software company Oracle, and Japanese tech investor SoftBank. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman shot back, saying Musk was wrong, quote, as you surely know. White House officials are trying to de-escalate the feud over the AI mega deal, but things between Musk and Altman have been tense for years. Musk, who runs his own AI company, was an early investor in OpenAI and has claimed in a lawsuit that the firm deceived Musk into believing it would stay a nonprofit research lab. In another post, Altman told Musk, what is great for the country isn't always optimal for your companies. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Preliminary closing numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 140 points. The NASDAQ is down 99. The S&P 500 is down 47. For the NASDAQ, that's down about 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Trump administration is giving immigration authorities the power to quickly expel migrants who were temporarily admitted to the country by the Biden administration. About 1.4 million migrants were admitted to the U.S. under two Biden-era programs, the CBP One app that allowed migrants to schedule asylum claims appointments, and another one that let in certain people from certain Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Critics of Biden's humanitarian parole argued that the program was illegal. The U.S. government is trying to extradite a private investigator from the U.K. for his alleged role in a hacking campaign that targeted American climate activists. A lawyer for the private investigator said in a London courtroom the hacking operation her client is accused of leading was allegedly ordered by a lobbying firm working for ExxonMobil. NPR's Michael Copley has more.
A lawyer for the private investigator said the U.S. is trying to prosecute her client for a hacking operation allegedly commissioned by DCI Group, a public affairs firm in Washington, D.C. that represented ExxonMobil. The private investigator is Amit Forlett. He's previously denied ordering or paying for hacking. The Justice Department didn't respond to a message seeking comment. A British lawyer representing the U.S. said Forlett allegedly worked for a D.C. public affairs firm, which allegedly represented one of the world's biggest oil and gas companies. DCI and Exxon declined to comment on being mentioned in court. Both have denied being involved in hacking. Michael Copley, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitka up to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, south winds 35 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 16 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Saturday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, becoming southeast 30 after midnight, seas 8 feet with rain. And Saturday, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain. Highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s. South winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40. Tonight, rain. Lows in the 30s to 40s. Southeast winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. And Saturday, rain. Highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s. Southeast winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 2:04 a.m. at 4 feet 4 inches. A high at 9:23 a.m. at 6 feet 11 inches. And a low tonight at 5:36 at 10 inches. Your sun rose at 9:46 this morning and your sun will set at 6:02, giving us 8 hours and 16 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
And coming up here, we have our games for the day. And we have the King Cole Rookies versus Dillingham Wolverines at 12:30. So that's coming right up. And Sandpoint Eagles versus Manitowoc, the Lynx at 5 o'clock. And the Lady Eagles versus New Halem Malamutes at 6:30. And the King Cole T-Jacks versus the Huskies at 8. So stay tuned to KSDP to listen to them. You can watch them live on the Sandpoint School Sports page on Facebook. Okay, so here we go. Grateful Dead's going to start us out with Althea, a live version of that. And then Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic Three with the Roof Is On Fire.
Thank you. I was born to be a bachelor. Althea told me, okay, that's fine. So now I'm trying to catch up. Can't talk to you without talking to me. We're guilty of the same old thing. Thinking a lot about listening and forgetting the love we built.
Yeah, I want to remind you, you have a game coming up here at 12:30, the King Cole Girls against the Wolverines from Dillingham. And I changed the order of songs here and listen to Bad by Michael Jackson right now. We'll be right back. Yeah, Level 42 is up next with Lessons in Love, and then Boston with Tell Me. I should take a spot to the top, not to the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, that is, when the game starts.
I don't understand. The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to KSDP from 8 to 10 p.m. every weekday for The World Cafe. Hosted since 1991 by David Dye, come and enjoy an eclectic mix of genres, interviews, and live performances. Played on over 200 stations across the country, enjoy this program here every weekday on KSDP from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, The World Cafe every weekday, 8 to 10 p.m.
That was the Grateful Dead coming at us.
He's now coming out of the timeout. Mayor taking the ball out for the rookies. Mayor looks for a pass. Ella cuts up. The ball's passed to Rivera as she cuts through. Ball's back to Jada. Jada fine for it. One gets steals the ball from her, though. Passes it to Levin. Mayor denies that pass. It is now the Dillingham. 11 taking the ball out for, or 22 taking the ball out, passes it to 14, 14 to 20. 20 drives into the paint, passes it to 1, but 1 cannot seem to catch that pass. Mary taking the ball out for the rookies. Looks for the pass, passes it to Tia. Tia with the ball now, stopped in the corner, but Mary gets it. Mary taking the ball down the court. At the wing, stops, passes to Revere at the high post, back to Mary. Mary for the drive, doesn't get far, stops, and screen set for Mary. Mary shoots the three, misses. Tia trying to fight for the rebound, and Revere gets it! After Dillingham stopped fighting for it, Mary with the ball up top now. Screen set by Revere, Mary for the deep three again, misses, rebound by 14. 21 taking the ball down the court. 21 stopped by Mary. Pass it out to 20. 20 travels. It is now the rookie's ball. Jada walking out to pass the ball in. Jada looks for the pass. Passes it to Tia. Tia taking the ball on the court. Passes it to Ella. Ella tries to shoot. Was blocked. Passes it to Tia. Tia shoots and she makes it. The score is 8-1. Mary going down the... 20 with the ball taking it down the court. Passes it to 11. Revere almost gets the steal, but 20 gets the ball back. 20 with the ball goes for the drive. Is blocked by Tia, but it is called a foul. Emmy number 5 coming in for 14 for Dillingham. Tony shooting the free throw, she makes her first one. Shoots her second free throw, and she makes it. Score is 8-3. Mary looking for the pass. Ella cuts up, but Tia. Oh, it's stolen. Fan shoots it. Misses. Five is shooting two. Foul called on Mary. That is. Oh, Fanny Joe calls the timeout. That was Mary's first foul of the game. This broadcast is brought to you by KSDP.
We have a foul here or a timeout or something, so the mic's off. And the score's 8-3. I don't know who's ahead or and who's behind. I haven't got that far yet. And anyway, see, we got two more games coming up later today. But this one ought to be a delightful game. And they should be starting any second here, and we'll be ready to go again. Let's give it a... Well, I know if I start music, it'll stay. The game will start right away. Seems to work that way every time.
And we're back. Carly checking in for the rookies. Now on the court, we have... On the court. Oh, Carly's checking in. Not on the court yet. We have 5 shooting her first free throw. Five shooting her first free throw. Shoots and misses it right off the backboard, off the rim. Carly coming in for Jada right now on the court. We have Tia, Ella, Mary, Revere, and Carly. Shoots her second free throw and misses. Rebound secured by Ella. Ella taking the ball down the court. Passes to Carly. Carly not looking, but she does get it. Takes it up top, passes it to Mary. Mary looking to see what she can do. Stops, dribbles, then stops, passes it to Rivera. Rivera stopped by 11. Passes out back out to Mary. Mary with the ball, passes to Tia in the high post. Passes back out to Rivera. Mary with the ball. Dribbling. Take trying to drive it in, but passes it out to Carly. Carly to Rivera. Mary with the ball back up top now. Screen set by Revere. Mary passes it into Ella. Ella shoots, misses. Revere gets the ball though. Dishes it out to Mary. Mary shoots the three, misses. Ella gets the rebound once again. Passes it out to Carly. But she does travel. Dillingham's ball. point in taking the ball down the court for the Wolverines. Passes it to 11. Blocked by Rivera. The ball does go out. Still Wolverines ball. Passes it out to 5. 5 to 20 at the wing. Back to 5 up top. She drives in. Gets all the way there. Shoots it. But it's blocked by Tia. But 1 gets the rebound. Shoots it. And Ella gets it. Mary with the ball now, taking it down the court. Screen set by Rivera. Rivera gets the ball up top. Passes it to Carly. Carly looking to make something happen. Passes it back to Mary up top. Mary goes for the drive. But stopped in the corner. Trying, fighting for to get to the hoop. Ooh. Charge called. Wolverine's ball. That is Mary's second foul of the game. Two coming in for one for Dillingham. Right now for Dillingham we have 21, 20, 5, 2, and 14 on the court. 20 will be taking the ball down the court. 20 taking the ball down the court. Passes it to 5 up top. She shoots 3, misses. Carly gets the rebounds, taking the ball down the court. Screen set by Mary, up with the ball top, passes it to Ella. Ella gets the ball, looks for the pass, passes it to, tries to pass to Rivera, but travel is called. Ella, 21 taking the ball down the court for the Wolverines. Lady Wolverines? The ball top, she shoots up, ooh, and is fouled. Shooting her first free throw. Shoots, misses. Right now Mary's at 3 fouls in the first quarter of the game. 21 shooting her second free throw. Shoots, misses. Ella gets the rebound, taking it down the court. Passes it to Tia. Ooh, Tia gets to the corner and stopped and trapped. Foul is called on Ball on 20. Rookie's ball.
Let's go, girls.
Mary passing the ball in. Looks for a pass. Passes it to Tia at the wing. Tia back to Mary. Mary with the ball at the wing now. Goes to the corner. Tries to drive. Doesn't get far. Stopped by the Wolverines. Fighting to keep the ball. Jump ball is called. Carly taking the ball up for the rookies. Passes it to Tia at the corner. Tia back to Carly. But Carly loses the ball. 5 secures the ball. And passes it to 21. 21 with the ball. Passes it down to 20. 20 with the ball. Tries to drive. Dishes it out to 11. Or to 14. 14 to 2. 5 with the ball, goes for the drive. Blocking foul called on Ella. Five shooting free throws. That is Ella's first foul of the game. Shooting her first free though. Shoots. And she misses. Three coming in for 14 for the Wolverines. Shooting her second free though. She shoots it. Misses. Carly gets the rebound. But it's stolen by number 3. 5 gets the ball, shoots the layup, and makes it. Tia passing the ball in to Rivera. Rivera taking the ball in the court. tough defense played by number 5. Stopped. And Rivera travels. Scores right now is 8-5 with 1:45 left in the first quarter. Tony taking the ball down the court for the Wolverines. Stops up top, shoots the 3, and she swishes it. Score is now 8-5. Rookie's still up. Tia taking, or 8 up. Mary with the ball up top now. Oh, 2 reaches the ball for Mary. Mary taking the ball up the sideline. Passes to Rivera. Mary gets the ball. Travel call on Mary. Tony taking the ball on the court for Dillingham.
No shot.
Minutes 15 left in the first quarter. Tony with the ball up top. Passes to 3 at the wing. Tries to pass it down to 5. 5 goes out to the 3. Stopped by Ella. Passes to 3 at the wing. 21 with the ball, driving it down to the wing.
Don't give it.
Passes to 5. Ella tips the ball out.
So long.
21 passing the ball up for the Wolverines. Passes it to 20, but Tia gets the steal. Ella taking the ball down the court. Passes it to Tia, back to Rivera. Rivera shoots and she misses. 20 and 5 for the ball. 20 gets it, passes it, and takes the ball down the court. So, stop by Mary. Finally gets the ball. Blocking foul called, rookie's ball on 21. That's 21's first foul of the game.
Girls got it.
No foul, you got 30.
Mary passing the ball in, passes it to Carly. Carly with the ball. The corner passes it back up to Mary at the wing. Mary goes for the drive, shoots the layup. And she's fouled. Mary is now shooting 2. That is 21's second foul of the game. Score is 8-8 with 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Mary shoots her first free throw and she misses.
Rebound. Block out. Watch out.
Mary shoots it. Misses. 21 gets the rebound. Pushing the ball up the court. Ella gets the steal. Passes it to Tia. Tia to Mary. Mary shoots it. Misses. Ella gets the rebound. Tries to put it back up but cannot. 21 gets the ball. Stopped by Mary and Ella. She passes it out to 20. 21 pushing the ball up the court. Passes it to 5. 5 for the layup. Loses the ball. Rookie's ball now. Wolverine's pressing, passes to Tia, back to Mary. Mary taking the ball down the court. And that is the end of the first quarter. The score is 8-8. Both teams were in bonus. And we are ready for the second quarter. This broadcast is brought to you by KSDP.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching.
One taking the ball out for the Wolverines. Passes into two, taking with the ball now. Passes it to, tries to pass the five. Jada gets the ball though. 25 taking, Mary taking the ball down the court. Screen set by Tia. Mary stops, passes to Carly. Carly back to Mary up top. Mary she gets a wide open three, shoots, and she swishes it. Two with the ball, now taking it down the court. The score is 11-8. Two passes it to five. Five shoots, the three misses. Mary gets the rebound, taking it down the court. Looks for the pass, throws it to Ella. Ella cannot catch the ball. Now out on Ella. Three passing the ball in for the Wolverines. Passes it to two. Two taking the ball down, passes it to three at the wing. Back to one, hands off to one. Oh, one double dribbles, rookie's ball now. Mary taking the ball out. Tries to get the pass, passes it to Ella. Ella stopped by one, but dribbles. Gets it to Mary though. Mary taking it down. Ooh, ball is stolen from behind by 11, but Tia gets the steal. Passes it straight to one. One with the ball, passes it to two. Two passes it at the wing to five. Five shoots the three, misses. Pass, three gets the rebound. Passes it to two up top. Two passes it to one. One looks for the pass, hands it off to five. Five's telling what she wants to do. Takes the drive, shoots air balls. Rookie's ball. Mary taking the ball out. Passes it to Tia. Tia back to Mary. Mary hustling the ball down the court. Stops. Oh, it doesn't stop. Keeps the ball. Top. Looks for the pass. Passes it to, hands it off to, or passes it to Tia. Tia to Tia. To Ella. Ella shoots and makes it. The score is now 13-8. One taking the ball down the court. One stops. Ella with the steal. Mary taking the ball down the court. Goes for the layup. Shoots, misses. Ball out on the rookies. 14-20-21 coming in for 5-2. And three for Dillingham. Scores 13-8 with 5 minutes and 55 seconds left in the second quarter. And look at the time completely. 20 taking the ball down the court. Looks for the pass. Passes to 14 at the wing. Wing dribbles the ball back up top. Stop. Passes to 21 at the wing. 21 tries to drive. Stopped. Ooh! Charge is called. Jada takes the fall. Rookie's ball. That's 21's third foul of the game. Ooh, who just came in? Rookie's almost started. Carly passes it to Tia. Tia swats it. And the ball is out on the rookies. Tony taking the ball down the court. Stops at the top, passes it to one. One looks and see if she can. Oh shoot, my God. I thought there was a ball. Okay, 21. Passing the ball in. Looks for the pass, passes it to 20. 20 stops with the ball, passes it to 21. 21 at the wing of the drive, stopped by Jada. Still with the ball though. Looks to drive again, but stops up top, passes it 1-1. Shoots and Rivera blocks her. Tio with the ball, though, taking down the court. Passes to Carly. Carly cannot catch, does not catch the ball, though.
Keep working, Dan. That's Carly. A great shot.
21 taking the ball down the court. Passes out to 20 at the wing. She shoots. Oh, she goes to the shot. Doesn't take it, though. Passes to 21. Jada fouls her. That is... That's Jada's first foul of the game. 21 taking the ball out at the sideline. Mary comes in for Carly. Playing, looking for the pass. Passes to 20. Mary with the steal, hustling the ball down. Stops passing to Jade at the three. Jade shoots the three, and she misses. Pass tries. Tia tries to save it, but 21 gets the ball. Stops, passes it to 20. 20 taking the ball down now. Looks to try and pass it to 11. 11 gets the ball, shoots it, misses. Jade tries to get the rebound, but Mary secures it. Mary, 14 playing rough defense on her. Foul called on her. That is 14's first foul ball of the game. Mary passes it into Tia. Tia goes up to the wing, passes off to Jada. Jada stops, passes it back to Mary, though, who's also Mary stops, passes it to Tia. Ooh, foul is called. And I think on Tia. Oh, foul. Foul called on. That's her second foul of the game. Mary taking the ball out for the rookies. Passes it to Tia. Tia back to Mary. Mary shoots the layup, misses. She's shooting two. Mary shooting her free throw. Score is 13-8 with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Mary makes her first free throw. Mary shoots her second free throw. And she makes it. Score's now 15-8. 20 taking the ball down for Dillingham. Passes it to 11. Tia intercepts it, though, but 21 gets the ball. Foul call on Jada. Jada's second foul of the game. Oops, sorry. 21 passing the ball and passes out to 14 in the corner. 14 takes the ball up. Ella bumps it out. Ella fighting for that ball. The defense on her but fouls her. That is Ella's second foul of the game. 21 passing the ball in. Passes it to 1. Put the ball up top. To the pass. So it stops, though. Passes to 11. 20 back to 21. 21 with the ball at the wing. Stop by Jada. Passes it to 20. 20 tries to drive. Just Mary taking the ball up the court for the rookies. Mary looks to see what she can do. Screen set by Jada. Mary passes to Ella. Ella at the post. Goes up. Misses. 11 gets the rebound. 11 holding the ball. Tia playing defense on her. Gets the ball down the court, though. Wide open at the three. She shoots it. And she makes it. Score is now 15-13. Mary passes the ball into Ella. Ella taking the ball down the court. Passes it to Tia.